every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Gee, the focus is very much back on the CBD and its future. There's last a fair bit of activity as far as construction is concerned. We needn't go into those individual matters. Now, this is an update in the Cant Post today across page 7. It's under the heading High Density CBD Housing Solution. Higher density living in the CBD can help lead Cairns out of its housing crisis as the city stares down a post-COVID perfect storm in the property market, leading developer says. Now, Cairns mayoral candidates have resoundingly endorsed increasing the population in the heart of town as a way to combat low vacancy rates. The vacancy rates are terrifying. Vacancy rates are bloody terrifying. Anyway, but Myhaven director and co-founder Sarah Mort said more residents residing in the city centre could create new accommodation faster than building in Cairns' southern corridor. And she urged whoever wins the next council election to think boldly about what affordable developments in the CBD could look like. She's on the line, actually, as Sarah, director and co-founder of Myhaven. Sarah, good morning.
Hi, John, how are you?
This will be interesting listening to what you've got to say about this. This is a
Of
debate. Well, the debate goes on constantly out here, and fundamentally we've got to admit most of us are not au fait with all the matters that come into play when we're talking about living accommodation in what has fundamentally been a commercial centre for decades and decades and decades. Can you outline the challenge ahead of us, Sarah, and why we need to head down that path?
What I've said about high density in the city is absolutely nothing novel at all. I mean, the planning scheme has always accommodated that as the future growth strategy. And I wasn't necessarily, and I might have been slightly misquoted, I think it's a two-prong approach. You need to continue to develop the expansion of the Southern Corridor for the future growth of Cairns. But at the same time, you also need to work out the type of density that's going to be suitable and also sustainable in more your city, inner city area. And I think the planners at council have already got this, you know, conceptually right, strategically, and they're at the moment building the new planning scheme for the next 20 years. And one of the terminologies that's coming out of that sort of planning speak is what they're calling gentle density, gentle tropical density. So it's not, it's a hierarchy of density always in planning speak. So your core CBD, which has all your essential infrastructure, walking distance to everything, and as we know, we live in a car city focus, the inner areas also need to sort of really reconsider sort of the next stage of what we call sort of, maybe the old-fashioned phrase is more like medium density. But one of the things in planning is you can't, and we know just logic, you can't recreate land. You know, maybe in Hong Kong they did it many years ago, as you know, filling in the harbour, but Cairns also has a huge limitation of usable and sustainable land because of the, being positioned in a floodplain. And as you know, around the back of Severn Street and a lot of areas around the TAFE, we have very significant open space, stormwater drainage, and those sorts of things are essential to be retained and protected for the future of the growth of Cairns. So it's going to be a really fragile, complex ecosystem of planning, development and the environment for the future growth to be sustainable.
Let's talk about how it's going to look. Clearly, there's no vacant land as such to build these properties on. And they're going to be going skyward in a big way. How will it change the mood, if you like, the whole experience at ground level? I mean, at the moment, they're talking about, I think, 150-odd empty businesses in the CBD. One would hope there'll be an injection of significant numbers of residents that will activate movements and business in the CBD. So more shops will come back. But what will the experience be like living in the CBD of Cairns, Sarah?
I think it can be really positive. You know, as a town planner, I worked at Sydney Council a lifetime ago, back in the sort of late 80s, early 90s, where we had faced the same challenges. We went through a major economic downturn and 40% of the buildings in the city were vacant all the way down Kent Street. And that started the conversation about increasing, in those days, it was a floor space incentive, and that was given to developers that would bring residential into the city. So Yes, I think we're going to see a lot of recycling of buildings in the city. Not they may come down and be rebuilt, or whatever. But one of the challenges that James and I faced when we came here, when we were thinking very big, say 10 years ago, it was that the land ownership in the city is quite fragmented by a lot of very old families that have owned those properties for a long time. So it was really hard to be able to amalgamate a block of land in the city that would make it possible to actually recreate, you know, the floor plate that you would need to build a new residential building. And, you know, coupled with that too, as we know, we've got this escalating crisis with building costs. Yes. And that's just pushing the market. And our ability to sell on a square metre rate from a retail perspective, from a property perspective, is nowhere near where Brisbane, Melbourne and Sydney, nor do we want to be, but the cost of building is exactly the same. So that is why we're in a bit of a crisis, because most developers cannot take the risk of building this type of development that we need because they can't make the margin, they can't get the lending from the bank.
We hear all the time about people avoiding the CBD these days because the law and order issues, particularly the confrontations demanding money, the foul language, the racial confrontations, etc. If you've got a higher, more dense population, if you like, in the CBD, does that improve the law and order situation or worsen it?
I think it should, because the city should be more vibrant. There's more people in the city.
So it should improve it.
It should improve it, but it also would need a completely collaborative approach with your police, the local council, the community, the Chamber of Commerce, how we protect, you know, everyone walking to their car at night time. I just had an instance at Cairns Hospital where it's completely unsafe after 6:30 at night to walk out to your car, and I didn't know that until I went through the situation. And that's not good.
Well, I'm pleased to hear you saying that local councils do have a role to play in law and order.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we all do, but, you know, they are the voice of the community, aren't they?
Thank you. It's been a heated issue for some time on this program. Sarah, this has been very interesting. We'll have to do this again one day, but I've just run out of time, sadly. But fascinating.
No,
thank you.
My pleasure, John. Okay.
Her name is Sarah Moore. She's director and co-founder of My Haven.